Yo, yo, wave your hands in the air. Wave them like you actually care. Everybody of all religions, get on the dance floor now. Two time,
Isaac and Ishmael. Brothers from another mother, Sarah and Hagar. But Abraham was our father. Yes, says Isaac, but I'm the son who died and was sacrificed. No, says Ishmael, take a minute and you'll see. Read the Quran, you'll find it was me.
Okay, Ishmael, I'm looking at book XXXVII, verses 100 to 107 of the Quran, and the son is not named.
Son of a maiden, shut your mouth. Yes, Ishmael, you were the firstborn, but it doesn't count. You and your mother should go far away. We'll worship the same God, but call him different names.
Swim with me in the middle river of purity. There's space for all of us as far as the eye can see. Whether we say Allah, Lord God, or Hashem, doesn't mean can't be friends.
My mother called me Miriam, but you may know me as Mary, and you may know my holy son. The Christians honor me, and the Muslims name me Yor. They call me the Blessed One. My son preached reforms for Jewish law, but his followers practice a new faith.
What about the Buddha?
Buddha's mom was Maya. He was born royalty, raised as a trust fund kid in a Hindu family. He left the palace in compassion for the Eightfold Pathway. He and Jesus both rejected conventions of the day.
Swim with me in the middle river of purity. There's space for all of us as far as the eye can see. Whether we say Allah, Lord God, or Hashem, doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Here we should also give a shout out to the Aztec god Omotoshki, the drunken rabbit god and leader of the Sensong Totochki.
Oh yes, and let's not forget the Celtic goddess Brigid, who's a triple threat with talents in healing, poetry, and smithcraft.
Totes. And I also like Nanook, who's the Inuit master of bears. He's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, and so are the Tengu, a Japanese class of supernatural creatures, one of the best known yokai, monster spirits. Or the African Igbo goddess Ahan Joku, responsible for yams.
Yams. One of my favorites is Marduk, the chief Babylonian god. He uses thunderbolts to destroy Tiamat, the drunken dragon of primeval chaos.
Yeah, oh sure, he's great. But the most badass goddess of all is Sarasvati, who has personally blessed the Spirit Sounds album. Well, at least a downloadable MP3 version.
Oh, nice.
Space for all of us in diverse ideologies, even though different.